Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Here we are, another Sabbath day. Start the video, that's a countdown, and I'll put up the study. And I believe I'm on Pow Talk, is that correct? Let's see. No,
yes,
no, I'm not.
No, I don't hear you.
No. Okay, there we go. All right. Shabbat Shalom, we blow the silver trumpets. Here we summoning the congregation. Are they coming?
Here. No.
Oh, you're here already, okay. All five of us, okay. Thank the Lord for everything. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading today. Heavenly Father, Master of the Universe, we always ask you first to cover us in your holy blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot, as we come before your holy throne, living God. Have mercy upon every one of us, Lord and God, for everything we think, say, and act and do, and we're just the dirt of the ground, the dust. And I pray that you'll help us all in our lives and strengthen everyone in Yeshua's name. And I thank God for the blood of Yeshua, and I thank God for eternal life. May God be with you, and may God always heal you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Well, Shabbat Shalom. We are one of Messiah congregation. Here we are. We're in Hohenwald, Tennessee today, and there's the email, there's the website. We're still using the Gregorian calendar. Let's see, we're the Gregorian calendar. We're in the fourth day of November. Wow. Isn't that weird? November used to be the ninth month, but now it's the 11th month. Isn't that strange? That shows you how off the calendar is. It's way off the calendar. Calendar's way off. Gregorian calendar, that is. Jehovah has his own calendar, which is deleted from this wicked world out there. We're in the eighth month of God called Bul, the 19th day. Here we are. That's found in 1 Kings 6:38. It's not Cheshvan or Mar Cheshvan. It's called Bul, okay? Today's topic is the name Joshua, Yehoshua. And this is an interesting little study I put together because I felt like maybe somebody in the future will be thinking about this. For the record, I want to say, according to my study today, there is a little uncertainty for the name of the son of Nun, Joshua. What I mean by that is I don't know why he has four names. I have no idea why, okay? The nature of the relationship of names one to another is uncertain today because we can't tell why they translated some names the way they named them. Just like Jethro and all his names, according to the Bible dictionary, it says there's a certain uncertainty pertaining to the identity of Moses' father-in-law. The nature of relationship of names one to another is uncertain. That's all I could say. You know, I feel sorry for everything that happened in the past, but according to everybody, this was an old argument. This is not a new argument. It's an old story with no answer. And when there's no answer, what do we do? We move on. I must admit, I did not know this disagreement was going on for a long time. I'm sorry. I participated in this old disagreement. And we're getting back to, let's get back to Joshua. In the Hebrew, his name is Yehoshua all through the Bible, but for some reason they wrote the word Joshua, which is fine. All we have today is the KJV Bible in Old English, and some Hebrew and Greek text, you know, in our Bible programs. And we're not sure if they are the ones that the 57 translators used. I can't tell in my Bible Works or, you know, ESORT or anything I use if it's the same. I have no idea. I did verify which English Bible version to use. It is the KJV in English. It is the best one, as far as we know. We can't think of any other one because all the other versions, I mean all of them, are from corrupt manuscripts and texts. They're from the Sinaiticus, Vaticanus, Codices, Alexandrian manuscripts, from the false Hebrew Bibles and all kinds of stuff. Kittle, everyone's got his, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, he's a pastor now. He became a pastor because of me, because I joined the Jesus movement back in the 70s. So I was trying to explain to him, well, that was just for the time being. You know, now I learned a lot more things, and I went on, you know. And He has Kittle's Theological Dictionary of the New Testament in his library too, come to think of it. And I told him how corrupt it is. Kittle was in Hitler's army. And that should give you a red flag right off the bat. Anyway, in my early young days, I researched and researched all day. That's what I used to do all day long. That's all I did was research and research. I do have an analytical, meticulous mind, so I studied many things in the biblical world, things most people never heard about or were aware of. Most people never heard of the things that I was studying. Our congregation knows these things now, all the things. And if you don't know them, you can always look through the websites and you'll see all the different things that we were taught since we've been doing this for 22 years. You know, I thank the Lord Yeshua I'm still here today, healthy in the 21st century, to make straight the way of the Lord. Amen. So here, let's start. Like Joshua, Yehoshua. English changed the name from the Hebrew name Yehoshua to Joshua. If you look it up in the Hebrew, his name is Yehoshua, okay? But they use Joshua, which isn't a problem, okay, everybody? And there it is right there. That says Yehoshua ben Nun. And that's what the name for Joshua is. And I looked up the word Yehoshua, it's the same name. Same name and same spelling in Hebrew, Yehoshua. There's two times in Numbers 13 that his name is Oshea, which is really strange to me because in the Hebrew it says Hoshea. That's provable by looking at the Hebrew. And one time in Deuteronomy, they actually called him Hoshea, and in the Hebrew it's Hoshea ben Nun. So we can't understand why, and we're not going to make a big thing out of it, why somebody called him Oshea, and it's supposed to be Hoshea. You see what I'm talking about? See this O? And it's supposed to be Hoshea. But we don't know. We don't know at this point in time, so we're not going to get all excited about it. I'm just bringing this study up in case somebody ever hits you with all this stuff. Same name and spelling for Hoshea. So for this name, and for this name has the same spelling, Hoshea. Just like for this name and this name, it's the same spelling in Hebrew, okay? Yehoshua. Only one time in Nehemiah 8, Joshua's name is changed to Yeshua. And it's very strange there, because that's another name, like we don't know how that happened. But there it is, right there. It says, in the days of Yeshua, the son of Nun, right? And we don't know how that happened or how that came about. But Nehemiah is way after the Torah and way after the Tanakh. I mean, way after a lot of the books. So whoever translated it put Yeshua for some reason. We all know Yeshua is Jesus in English. There's 935 verses that prove the name Jesus in the King James Bible we have today. So we have that many. There are only really three names for Joshua. Of course, Yeshua or Jeshua is Jesus. Joshua is Oshea or Hoshea, and Joshua is Yehoshua. So, and these are the three names right here, Yeshua, Hoshea, or Yehoshua. There's only three real names. But why there's three names? We still, at this point in time, in the 21st century, have no idea. You know, there's no name Joshua, it's always Yehoshua, which is Joshua, which isn't a big deal. The first time the name Joshua, Yehoshua, is here is in Exodus 17:9, where Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out to fight with Amalek. And you can read the rest of that, but just to show you, there's 197 verses with the name Joshua in English. And I'm sure most of those are Yehoshua in Hebrew. But, you know, we just go, it doesn't bother us, right? Does it bother anybody? I hope not. Right. His name is Joshua. Starting in Exodus 17, his name was Joshua, you know, Yehoshua, right there. See what it says, Joshua, the son of Nun? In Hebrew, it's Yehoshua. Okay. Now, Joshua, it's supposed to be Joshua's name changed where was always Yehoshua. Only two times in Hoshea and Oshea. I said that to you already, right? Oshea in English and Hoshea in Hebrew. So we can't understand any of this kind of stuff because all we have is the KJV Bible. The second time, the last time, the last second and last time, his name is Hosea, is in right there, is in Numbers chapter 13, verse 16. Moses called Hosea, the son of Nun, Yehoshua. So that's what it says in our English Bible. But in the Hebrew, it's Hosea ben Nun, Yehoshua, which is this word right here, Yehoshua. You following what I'm getting at? In other words, this, if you really got technical, you can get all confused because, but it's not. It's really simple. Whoever translated it put different names. And this one is even a different, this one is really interesting. There's Hosea in Hebrew, Deuteronomy 32:44. It says Hosea, the son of Nun. That one they actually called him Hosea instead of Hosea, or instead of Yehoshua, or instead of Yeshua, or instead of Joshua, they called him Hosea. Why? We have no knowledge of that. We can't get into a tizzy about it, okay? I'm only bringing this up to show you guys that there's certain things in the Bible that have no answers. Like in this chapter Nehemiah 8:17, I'll read the whole thing to you. It says, and all the congregation of them that will come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths, for since the days of Jeshua, the son of Nun, unto that day had not the children of Israel done so, and there was very great gladness. So we don't, I guess, you know. Now, in the Hebrews, in the letters, we have the same thing. It says, for if Jesus had given them rest, is Jesus here Joshua? Seems like it to us, right? Yeah, so that name Jesus and Yeshua is also Joshua, another name. I see a difference now in this one. There's a different spelling, which is, to me, not a big deal. I see a different spelling in Hebrew for Nun, in verse 27 below. It's Nun, N-O-N, not a problem. And this is it says right here, I'll go to where it's at, right here. It says, they're doing a genealogy. They have Laodan, his son, Aminadab, his son, Elishama, his son. We have Nun, his son, and Yehoshua, his son. So here they got, and here's the difference. I don't know if you guys probably couldn't understand this because you don't read Hebrew, but this little word right here, it has a cholam over the vav. It's a little dot over the vav. Instead, oh, sorry. It has a dot above the second letter. It should be in the middle of it, which is a shuruk, which makes it Nun, but this is Nun. Why they spelled it like that, and why they put Yehoshua there, I have no idea. And that's, where was that again? That was in 1 Chronicles 7. So this isn't a long study today, but my point of understanding is, so we see again in the 21st century, there's little uncertainty for the name of the son of Nun, Joshua's name. He's got lots of names. That's all we could say. We don't know why. I can say the nature of the relationship of names one to another is uncertain. Well, I don't know how Yeshua turns into Yehoshua, or Yehoshua turns into Hosea, or Hosea turns into Hosea. We don't know how to explain that. So we just smile and move on. So do we all get upset, argue with each other, and leave the congregation? No. We just go, that's what it says in the KJV Bible, and that's good enough for us. We don't have no understanding why the guy has all different names that don't relate to each other. So we just move on in God. We'll never know the real answer why the names changed. We have no idea. So this is not a long study today, but I'm trying to make you understand, even the things from the past that we went through, we don't leave the congregation because of names, because they're uncertain, that we're not sure of. We can't really prove it. You know, we don't know why it changed. Just remember and take note, in every Bible version except the KJV in English, they are the corrupt manuscripts. So you make sure you understand that the KJV is the most accurate English Bible. That's why we use it. And here's a short history. the Greek text. Until the late 1800s, the Textus Receptus, or the received text, was the foremost Greek text from which the Gospels and letters were derived. The KJV Bible, King James Version Bible, is based on the Textus Receptus. In 1881, two Wesel scholars, Westcott and Hort, they printed their own New Testament in Greek, later known as Critical Text. And that's when they changed, that's where everything changed. They changed the whole Greek thing into a big rigmarole. Dismissing the Textus Receptus as inferior text, riffled with errors, Westcott and Hort compiled a new Greek text which, with special focus on two fourths century manuscripts, the Codex Vaticanus and the Sinaiticus, which we know are both corrupt. So we got thousands of words changed. The Hebrew text, as far as we know, the Ben Asher text available by E. Ellinger and W. Rudolph, and the Biblia Hebraica Septuagintia, they're all poison. These are all poison Hebrew Bibles. And that's what you got to make sure when you're reading the Hebrew, you got to make sure which Hebrew you got. Because the Old Testament bibliography text, Aaron Dothan, the Biblia Hebraica, Leningrad Dissensia, prepared according to the vocalization and accents, and the Masorah of Aaron ben Moses ben Asher in the Leningrad Codex. So they didn't change a lot, but they changed different nuances of how to say words and different things. So you might get something different when you're reading different Hebrews, you know. This one is the real poison one, the Biblia Hebraica. The Ben Asher is not the Ben Chaim Hebrew, seems the best. The Ben Chaim seems the best. In 1516, David Bomberg published a text of the Old Testament under the name First Rabbinical Bible. The text was followed by 1524 by a second edition that had been compiled from ancient manuscripts by a scholar, Hebrew scholar, and converted Jewish rabbi named Abraham Ben Chaim. He's converted. Today, this work is called the Ben Chaim Masoretic Text, and this is the text that underlines the Old Testament of the KJV Bible. And I have this text, I have this Hebrew in one of my Bibles here. You know, I have it at my house. It's actually a little different than even what I have on the Bible Works or ESORT or any of these Bible programs. It's actually more accurate to the KJV. The word Masoretic comes from the Hebrew word Masor, meaning traditional. The Masoretes were the scribes that were given the responsibility of guarding and keeping the text of the Old Testament, and kept it well. They surely did. They kept it, you know. So we have the Ben Chaim edition is really accurate. The Ben Chaim Masoretic text was uncontested text of the Old Testament for over 400 years. Nobody even thought of it. It was perfect. Until the devil showed up, which hated that. Ben Chaim was used in the first two editions of the Biblia Hebraica, but Rudolf Kittel, the devil out of hell, usually referred to as the BHK, published in 1906 and 1912. He changed the Ben Chaim Hebrew to the Biblia Hebraica garbage pail. And that's the Ben Asher Hebrew. However, in 1937, Kittel changed the Hebrew text from the Ben Chaim to the Ben Asher text, which is already proven to be corrupt. So these kind of things we could track and trace, you know, at this point in time. We could see that's why all the Bible versions are so corrupt. I mean, seriously, they're more corrupt than you could imagine. Ben Asher was based on the text called the Leningrad Manuscript, the B19A, also called simply L, which was dated around 1008 AD. We don't know if that's true or not. At this point in time, histories are a little blurry. Using the particular logic of the day, which believed, this is what they used to think, the older must be the better. Kittles published his edition, 1937, based on this older text, You understand what I'm saying? They're saying an older text should be the better. Well, that's not actually true, because the older text was the Leningrad Bibliohebraica nonsense garbage. In 1937, the edition had about 20,000 changes, most of them minor, but changes nonetheless from the Ben Chaim text. So there's definitely changes and different things and different punctuation marks and different little marks in the Hebrew and, you know, but, so there's definitely a lot of 20,000 changes. But texts, both texts are still referred to as Masoretic, so care must be taken as to which text is being referred to. So if somebody says they got the Masoretic text, you have to say, which one? Do you have the Ben Asher or the Ben Chaim? Are you using the Bibliohebraica or are you using the Ben Chaim? Which one are you using? It has apparently not dawned on Kittel that the Ben Asher version was based on a few minor manuscripts similar to B19A. See, that's the difference. They used a few little manuscripts to make the Hebrew Bible. But Ben Chaim followed the vast majority of the manuscripts that were available. And that's the same thing that happened with the Greek. They used the majority, you know. That's how we got the received text, you know. And all the other Bibles used the Sinaiticus Vaticanus garbage. And you can research, the research goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Just to bore your brains out. I mean, seriously. I did the work for you guys a long time ago, so I made sure of which Bible to read. I mean, imagine if I would have, a long time ago, said, we have to read the NIV today. Pull out your NIV. Pull out your ESV. Pull out your New King James. Pull out your... An average person wouldn't know the difference. You just read it. Because you haven't done all this homework that I did all this homework years ago. So this is not a long study. This is to show you that there's things in the Bible that are really have no answer. There's certain things in the Bible have no answer. We can't do nothing about it. We shouldn't get that upset about it. We shouldn't get... And I do apologize to everyone for me being a partaker of arguments that were established a long time ago, which I had no knowledge of. Seriously, I didn't know there was something, a going argument with that whole Bab nonsense and that whole Jethro and all of that stuff. That was a long time ago. That's before all of us probably were born. However, at this point in time, all we could do is go forth in God and go on in God. And I thank you guys for being here. On my website, while it lasts, still in November 23, it's still there, my website's still running. I'm thinking about one day it's not going to pop. It's going to pop because it's been running since 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 20. It's been running for 6 years without hesitation. I have so much information for you for free, so you better check it out and jot stuff down. Sorry to say, the world is stuck with this big mess, biblically speaking. Just think, everyone out there, even my friends that are ministers, and I met another guy that was a pastor recently. I sold an amplifier to a guy that was a minister, and he was telling me that he found somewhere online that the Jews were being persecuted because they kept the Sabbath. And I said, really? I didn't say nothing. He brought that up to me. And I said, that's funny. I said, I have an article from bishops and popes that the Catholic Church actually changed the Sabbath. And I sent it to him, but I never heard back. Like, you know, that's what happens all the time. I sent it to two guys. Sent it to another guy that was a minister, and he says, I got it. That's all he read.
Yeah.
They don't. So the world's in a big mess. There was, and I am sure is, there was and is so much information to exhaust you on the net. I did the research. I did the research a long time ago for you guys. Anyway, that's all I got to say for today. I just wanted to bring this thought to you in case somebody ever says, well, his name is Hoshea. But it says in the Hebrew, Hoshea, but it's Hoshea. So there's definitely, that's corrupt. No, you say, look, we already are familiar with that and it's not a problem. Whoever translated it down it through the ages, for some reason, I have no idea why they put Hoshea when it says Hoshea. I have no idea why they put Joshua when it says Yehoshua. I have no idea. All I could say is, we got what we got, and we got to just thank the Lord for that. So, the only thing you have to be careful about, Xmas is coming. And this thing, Christmas was banned in 1659 in the new land known as America. It was banned. in 1659, which is not that long ago, many hundreds of years ago, of course, you know, but I mean, you know, many centuries ago, but it was banned, but people are still doing that. Anyway, all I could say is let nothing or no one nor any situation separate you from the God, from God, or from the people of the living God. Follow Yeshua the Messiah, the Word of God, onward in God. Be safe, everybody, and may God bless you today. I hope you understood what I was getting across, bringing across. There's things we can't understand. We just got the, we got what we got. Anyway, may God bless everyone today. May God bless the food we eat. May God bless the singing we do, if we do any. May God always be with you and heal you and strengthen you. And may God comfort you. And I thank you, Father, for your word and the word that we got today in the 21st century. We thank you for everything in Yeshua's name. And may God bless everyone. Amen. Shabbat shalom, everyone. I'm going to stop here. Let me stop the video. Shabbat shalom. And that stopped. And then I'll stop, shut that off. And then I'll stop the audio. Shabbat shalom, everybody.